Welcome to the very first OS News podcast. My name is Adam Scheinberg. I am the webmaster and a sometimes contributor to osnews.com. And I'm here today to talk about a subject that's been on my mind, bloat. Let's get right to it. What is bloat? You hear the word all the time. I think bloat, troll, and FUD are the three most overused, if not wrongly used, terms on the internet today. So that said, I'd like to clear up some misconceptions regarding bloat. Dictionary.com has a lot of definitions for bloat, but the first one is abdominal distension due to swallowed air or intestinal gas production. Further down, you'll find an alternate definition to make turgid. Now, turgid itself has a few definitions. The first one is excessively ornate or complex in style or language, and the second is swollen or distended as from a fluid. So clearly the former is what we mean when we say bloated when we're referring to software, excessively ornate or complex. But who's to say what is excessive? I recall not too long ago in the never-ending GNOME versus KDE impasse, folks would say that KDE was too bloated. It was feature-packed and complex and therefore slow and less usable. It seems recently there's a camp calling GNOME bloated. They argue it's too complex and it isn't as eloquently coded as the beautiful Qt C++-based KDE. They argue for the anti-bloat, XFCE, WindowMaker, Blackbox, Fluxbox, IceWM. Here's what I say. Most of that is not bloat. As we develop OS News, I've seen several people discuss popular content management systems out there, and some people refer to some of them as bloated. But is it really bloat? I mean, the problem is that people now believe that features equal bloat, and that the only way to avoid bloat is by delivering a leaner, specialized product. But bloat is about excessive features, not just having features. For example, while I agree that the KDE interface itself is sometimes bloated, that is, excessively complex, I don't believe that KDE itself is. And if it is, then by that definition, nearly all useful desktop environments, all window managers, maybe even the X server itself, you could argue, is bloated. And if we call all the software we use bloated, then it sounds like we have to redefine what is acceptable. For example, if the hardware can't do something you're asking it to do, that doesn't necessarily mean bloat. The OS News website, for example, was upgraded to version 3 some time ago, and people noticed it was much slower. The difference is that where with version 2, the site was fairly basic and generated pretty much the same content on each page, now every page is custom generated for the specific user. So was it bloated because it was slow, or was it just a case of an underpowered server hosting the database? Maybe it was just bad code. We upgraded the database and the site became much faster. Then I rewrote a lot of the queries, and then we employed a caching system, and with each step, it got faster, and now it's very fast, even in threaded mode. New stories with 300-400 comments load in the blink of an eye. So is it still bloated, even when it's fast, and was it bloated before? When you load the subscriber version without the external ads, it's lightning fast, and by this token, with enough power, we could probably plow through any load. So where do you draw the line? At what point is it bloated code, and what point is it just an underpowered server? You know, that makes an argument for what is bloat and what isn't. It's not a rhetorical question, so I'm going to answer it right now. When the features outweigh the usefulness, that's bloat. It's when abilities extend beyond the scope of the project. It's when things are present solely to satisfy a developer's curiosity. It's when performance is affected but not addressed. It's when development is halted by people who need to decipher the logic when they're hacking the code. So I hope everybody had a chance to think a little bit today about what's bloat and maybe thinks twice before using that word again. Look forward to hearing your feedback. So fire away in the forums. Enjoy.
OS News, exploring the future of computing.